Today I just happened to pick up a poetry book of an old friend of mine, actually one of my favorite poets, Lachlan Henry. The name of the book is Talk to Me. I love the poems in here. Thought I would read some of them for myself and maybe for you. When first we met, I wondered why I felt so sure I must have known you once before. Your eyes said, "Yes, I know you too. Where have you been? What did you do? I know you. Who are you?" I thought my mind had played a trick. We do forget at times so quick. But no, not that. That can't be true. Could I forget my knowing you? So then the answer must be this. Both past and future are in mist. I know that when we look again, there'll be no question where or when we might have met before. Promises. I will not make you promises that I know I can't fulfill. I will not promise to be there, then not appear, and leave you with the heartache and the pain, with hope that fades with time, and the embarrassment that takes its place. I will not promise you to go, then call at the last minute to say no, because I have forgotten that I had planned to be with someone else, but not with you. I will not promise faithfulness, for I am not your servant, nor are you mine. But I will promise and will give to you the greatest of respect, for that's your due. I will not make you promises that I know I can't fulfill, but I will give you gifts, perhaps a flower, or a poem, or a bottle of your favorite wine that we may share. For I am sure that you have had your fill of promises, empty promises, and talk and talk and talk, but never going anywhere. My lady. My lady is a woman in many, many ways. My lady can be many things on many, many days. Her many aspects and her moods, her politics and how she broods. She is a cauldron of delight. She is my morning and my night. Contact. I turned and looked, and you were there. I knew. You knew. We knew. It was the time. We had no fear. It was the place, and we were there. I asked myself, how long? Who knows? How long the beauty of a rose? Talk to me with feeling. Talk to me with feeling. Talk to me at dawn, when the birds are chirping, when the sun is born. Talk to me with feeling. Talk to me at noon, when the day is heaving, when my need says soon. Talk to me with feeling. Talk to me at night, when the earth is sleeping, when our love is right. Talk to me with feeling. On silence. Many words may say so little. Silence often says a lot. I am learning to listen to your silence. Talk to me. If our conflict drains your pride, or there's vanity inside, don't becry it when you're sad. Talk to me. As I suffer your distress, let me share your happiness. Don't be quiet when you're glad. Talk to me. When my anger causes pain, when you'd rather skip in rain, don't be quiet when you're mad. Talk to me. Open up. Open up. Let me enter. I want to see what's at your center. I've seen the outside. You have said so many words all from your head. But I believe there must be more behind that closely guarded door. I wish you would, for just a moment, be vulnerable without comment. Time with you. I'd like to spend some time with you off in the quiet, not in view of any audience, to whisper what I ought to say, but often don't, not won't. I know sometimes I seem to play a silly game that wastes away our moments, but as I try to reach to be ultimate, to be me, to pass the ultimate, to be free, I ask you for some quiet time to tell you that you are divine without a word. May I sit and learn your vastness as the evening turns to darkness? May I share a thought that's random as we laugh with full abandon? May I walk and hold your hand barefooted on the sand? May I share with you a moment that is quiet? May I feel with you the moment we have love? You caught me. A boulder rolling down a hill, I rushed along to make my kill. I caught you, thinking I was smart, that I was captor of your heart. I soon found out, was that a rap, that you had caught me in your trap. If you've never been crushed by a snowflake, then you've never been touched by love. Thank you, Lachlan Henry. Thank you for the poems. Thank you for the beauty. Thank you for the friendship. Thank you for the love.
Hey, Sarah. Gods, I cannot believe it. You've been storming my mind the past few years, and I find this information about you in some way, in internet sense. This is Joseph from Singapore. It could be 25, 26 years ago. However, if it's that you, Sarah, you live in Japan, you send me email. I just want to know how are you doing. My email is ilmoro, as ilmoro.hk@gmail.com. Ciao.